ABC Radio Australia.
Vanuatu's contemporary artists are looking to the past in a new exhibition called Step Follum Step that wraps up this weekend. It's a project that aims to raise awareness about climate change by encouraging local artists to use ancient traditions as inspiration for their work. From custom dances, traditional papermaking, to using dirt and soil for paint, the participants told reporter Priyanka Srinivasan that they've found a new respect for the tools and techniques of their ancestors.
Vanuatu artist Amelia Lovo said she didn't know too much about the ancient art of papermaking, or tapa, that used to take place on her island of Eremango.
These days, our children don't really know much about our identity or the identity of their islands. They don't know what tapa is. They just don't know. Even I didn't know. I only just learnt about it.
But when she got a fellowship from the Suzanne Bastien Foundation, she was inspired to return to her home island and learn the techniques from her family. Miss Lovo discovered how her grandparents would rip off strips of tree bark to make thin sheets called tapa. She also learnt about natural dyes they would use by grinding up soil and mixing it with water.
Now they just use it for customary ceremonies, for special events. It's not like before when they used to make these things every day.
Miss Lovo was inspired to incorporate these old techniques into her contemporary artwork. She used the tapa like a canvas and the dirt she collected from Eremango as paints to create swirls of traditional designs on the paper. Her piece is now part of Step Follum Step, an exhibition that encourages Vanuatu artists to tap into their culture to find old techniques they can apply to modern problems. For Ms. Lovo, the process has allowed her to think about climate change in a new way.
Climate change is affecting us in so many different ways, but what I've created uses natural processes that our older generations used to use. A lot of this knowledge is being lost. I was able to recover some of it through this project.
Lina Ariki is the curator of the exhibition. She says the aim was to inspire artists and the wider Vanuatu public to look at their traditional customs as a way to adapt to climate change and become more self-reliant.
In the past, there used to be cyclones, and our ancestors, they used to do gardens. They don't have problems with getting AIDS because they always have food. But in this time, after a cyclone or after a disaster, we just have to ask funding because there'll be no more food in the ground and people are not planting the right food for disaster.
Miss Ariki says she's worried that these natural approaches to art and daily life are being lost, and she hopes that through this fellowship, artists are able to rekindle this ancient know-how.
The worry is that all the old people are now have passed away. And some of them have passed on the knowledge to the next generation, but most of them are losing. But people coming to this exhibition, it's clearly a new exhibition, a new style, it's like educating people about going back to the cultures and try and dig in again to find out what they have, what their ancestors know, what the knowledge is there, to try and revive them all and try and use it and make use of it every day and try and go back to it and see it. Just try to go back to it so we reduce climate change.
But part of the challenge was trying to get the artist's skills up to scratch. Many of them, like Amelia Lovo, grew up in the capital Port Vila, and they weren't really used to using traditional knowledge in their work. This is anthropologist Maya Haviland from the Australian National University, who also helped oversee the exhibition.
Something we've been exploring through this work is exploring how it's possible for younger and, you know, urban artists who may not have had the same deep custom education or may not be fully immersed in their ancestral languages, how they can find ways through creative practice and through their art to access some of that knowledge and to present it back out to the world.
Many of the artists welcomed the challenge. Musician and painter Mars Melto created 7 painted mats called the Garden Dances that illustrated how different seasonal gardens are cultivated and used by families around Vanuatu.
We are so lucky and so privileged in Vanuatu that we have all that we have. We have culture, we have custom, we have ground. We own our ground. All this is very important for us artists to promote for the community, so we don't let it go.
For Mars Melto and many others part of Step Follow Step, the art isn't just what's displayed in the exhibition. He hopes people who come into the gallery will add their own steps and build on Vanuatu's rich traditions.
I want them to do their own story, follow their own path. Always remember the old. Like when you look at my work, I don't want to tell a story. I want you to tell your story.